went to the airport today.
What's the question?
Well, the question is, I can't believe, Don, that you've never had any problems with nose hair. Haven't you ever sat in the chair while they're giving the tonsorial treatment? And that old guy takes that long pair of scissors and reaches up in your nostrils and says, let me just get this for you.
No.
Flash right before you.
No, I'm sorry about that, sir. I really don't want to continue this discussion. Normally, I'm a pretty open-minded guy, but as Frank once said, he drew the line when we took him into that strip bar.
That's where I draw the line.
Well, I draw the line on nose hairs. Hello?
Hello, GM Geronimo.
Yes, my friend. Acting general manager.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's AGM Geronimo.
Yeah, that's right.
No problem.
VPGM. Vice President General Manager.
Whoa. I'm going to start running out of initials. Listen, I...
HH. Head honcho.
Head honcho.
BK.
Big Kahuna.
And don't forget P.
TBM.
Prince.
The big Magilla.
And B, of course, I'm Prince, since you are King O' Baked Beans.
That's right, sir. You should address me as King.
And you're always BBB.
What's that?
Busy, busy, busy.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, WABA.
Hey, no, you're still talking to me.
I'm still talking to you, okay.
I got a question. Just to get back to the subject you brought up before, it's a sore subject. I was so happy. I won a prize on your show several weeks ago. I was so excited. I put the wife and child in the car. I drove all the way to Arlington, Vietnam. I couldn't believe the dump. Your concrete steps outside are falling apart.
Yeah, here, sir. Go tee off. Go ahead.
You need more than just paint. You need to have a mason or somebody come in there.
We need to have a destruction, one of those big metal balls come in. We need the destruction team come in.
An iron wrecking ball would help this place a lot.
Demolition, that's what we need. A bomb, just a bunch of dynamite, just blow this place off the face of the earth, and we'd have to move.
Yeah, that'd be funny when Alan came back into the parking lot. Hey, Al, look!
We did it, Al. Hello, good morning, Wava.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about ear hair.
No, I'm sorry, discussion closed. Hello, WAVA. I hate to be a dictator, but every once in a while...
You know, it's the Victor Kiam thing. It's got everybody talking about it. It really does. It's that Victor Kiam new product.
Vic.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. This one's directed towards Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike, my wife's mother used to have a dog that was afraid of thunderstorms and also fireworks on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
She went to the vet, and the vet prescribed the dog Valium. That dog didn't have any problems after that.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I think Murphy could use a couple of Valium when there's a thunderstorm. Thank you for the advice.
No problem.
All right. Good idea.
Never too early to start your dog on some
my
kind of...
My wife is from AU, too.
All right.
Sounds like it. Never too early to start your dog on some kind of chemical dependency now, is it? Hello, WAV. Hey.
Good morning, GM Don and King Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Listen, I was wondering if Batman trims his nose hairs.
Batman doesn't have any.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
I bet that's what every member of the New England Patriots is going to get as a Christmas gift this year.
Hi, I'm Victor Kiam.
He owns the Patriots.
Oh, man.
Guys, for winning the Super Bowl, here, everybody have a Lady Remington razor. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Don. Mike, how you doing?
Super.
Just thought I would call and compliment you on your list about top 10 list on names of bras, but you missed one.
We might as well just move this show to the men's room this morning.
Well, it's gutter 105.
It was a good way to wake up in the morning, but you forgot one.
Okay, go ahead.
Booby trap?
Booby trap.
Oh, okay, thank you, my friend. Hello, WAVA.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I want you to know that the Osmond brothers have no ear or nose hair.
There they are. God love them.
Still the original. Still the best. One more thing, guys. Who do you like tonight? The Lakers or the Pistons? Ah, they're Pistons fans.
I'm surprised at that. Bye, fellas.
Bye-bye. Think about the clock radio going off right now. Goodbye, guys. It's 2 minutes after 7 o'clock.
I like it. I like this show. I do. I enjoy it. Maybe call me classless, but I'm having a good time.
All right, you're classless. It's 2 minutes after 7, WAVA, Arlington, Washington, free money birthday contest in a couple of seconds. David Haynes next, and Sean Connery from Indiana Jones with an update on how his movie is doing. Coming up next on WAVA, Victor Kiam time.
Shaver.
702. And for the last 2 days, it's time for an Indiana Jones update.
No, you're absolutely wrong. This is Jay Leno. No, hold on. There'll be something extra in your envelope coming up. That's not why I came by. Sean Connery's not here. I think he's out sweeping up somewhere or something like that. But I came by because this is Jay Leno. And it's time for the legal ID. Are you ready?
Yeah,
this
ready.
Is WAVA, Arlington, Washington. You better believe that I'm very excited about that. But anyway, I'll be performing in the area soon, and I'm very, very excited about that. Also, hosting the Tonight Show and doing Doritos commercials. I have a very full life, and you better believe I'm really concerned about it.
Jay, do you know where Sean Connery is? Can you give me any information on Indiana Jones?
I have no idea where Sean Connery is, and I'm really not sure whether I care. But don't worry, there'll be something extra in here on Love coming up real soon. No problem with that. How are you, Donald? It's great to be here as usual. I love coming on the morning zoo, just like all the other radio programs I do. Yeah, sure I do. You think I could be a little bit more sarcastic and unconcerned about everything? You know, I'm a big star now, so it doesn't matter. I don't need to do these little radio programs. Have I ever told you that I also have a severe speech impediment? I do.
As well as unsightly nose hairs.
As a matter of fact, I heard your Victor Kiam segment, and I did want to mention that I've got unsightly nose and ear hair. All over my nose and all over my ears. It's unbelievable. That's why I need the Victor Kiam nose and ear hair trimmer for unsightly nose and ear hair. You better believe I need that. I need that badly, don't I?
What about Indiana Jones? Now, this is where we're supposed to talk about how the movie's doing, what's new.
Yeah, you can believe. Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, how about that Indiana Jones, huh? Isn't that a great big box office draw? Boy, that's really thrilling. I'm really excited about that. You think I can be sarcastic about that? Sure I can. I don't care. I don't care about Harrison Ford. And I don't care about Sean Connery. And I don't care about that blonde babe that's in it also. It doesn't matter to me at all. In fact, I don't care about anything, especially this little radio show.
All right, well, thank you for coming by.
Nothing matters to me at all. Nothing at all. I'm not concerned because I'm a big star and I kiss Johnny's butt.
Thanks. I guess we'll hear from Sean Connery later this morning.
Yes, he's roaming the halls, as a matter of fact.
Currently the most wanted this week on our show, Jay Leno on America's Most Wanted. He's number one on the list. And now, closely behind, David Haynes.
Thousands of workers who work in downtown D.C., your unscheduled three-day weekend is over. Good morning, Washington. AVA.
Ladies and gentlemen.
W-A-B-A. It is quarter after seven, and let's play Jeopardy.
Oh, I love that game on television, and I love it when you do it on the radio.
And I know you're very, very fond of Alex Trebek, a man who still lives with his mom.
Simply one of the best-looking TV guys I've ever seen there, Buster.
We have a returning champion. We'll get her on the phone. If you want to play Jeopardy, right now call 432-WABA.
Oh, goody gumdrops.
105 WAVA, Robert Brown, 18 after 7 o'clock. And good morning, my friends. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And a pleasant good morning, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, we're not fat.
We're white.
We're Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
I just called to tell you that I'm making it through the show. I know you're very concerned.
Oh, you're so brave.
I knew that's why you were sitting up just waiting for the phone to ring there.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep at all.
Well, good. Okay, I'm glad to hear it.
Okay,
this is the world's greatest athlete, just letting you know.
Oh.
I'm fine.
Oh, God. I'm so proud of you, honey.
Oh, God. Did I feel like... I felt like a girl yesterday.
I'll give you some lollipops when you come home and some stickers.
We were out playing baseball. Frida, Bart, and I hitting the ball around and catching it. And Frida hit a pop fly, and I was running up to catch it. And all of a sudden, whoa! I fell into this hole in the middle of this grass field that was covered with grass. And, babe, how deep was this hole? Like 4 feet deep?
It was up to your thigh.
All the way up to my thigh.
A drainage ditch.
It was one hell of a hole, if I can tell you the truth.
That's a big hole.
Yeah, it was a big hole. It was a
huge hole.
It just sucked me right in there. I got sucked right inside the hole, my right leg.
Bart didn't make me feel too stupid either. He was saying, yeah, I saw the daddy. I've been jumping over it.
Yeah. I didn't see it. I ran right into it.
That's a heck of a hole.
World's greatest athlete.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just want to let you know I'm making it through the show because I know you were concerned.
Oh, I was worried.
Okay. I'm sure that the only reason I haven't heard from you this morning is because we've been on the hotline a little bit. It's been busy, right?
Oh, right.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Bye, big brave boy.
Bye.
She was sound asleep.
I know. 20 past 7, free money birthday contest coming right up on WAVA, but now... Let's play Jeopardy, Don Pardo O'Meara.
It's time to play Jeopardy. And now, entering our studio is our challenger. She's a caseworker from Montgomery County Social Services, and she lives in Germantown. Let's welcome Debbie Brown.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Good morning.
And now, entering the studio is our returning champion. His one-day winning total is $60. A computer scientist from Durwood, Maryland. Please welcome Kevin James.
And good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
And now, entering our studio is the host of the all-new Jeopardy. Please welcome Mr. Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you, Don Pardo O'Meara. Thank you, studio audience. As always, you're beautiful. I'd be nowhere without you. And hello, Debbie. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
So, Kevin, how has being the Jeopardy champion changed your life since this happened to you yesterday?
Pretty much. I'm $60 richer.
And everywhere you go, people are just saying, hail to the WAVA Jeopardy champion, right?
That's right.
How about, where do you work, Kevin?
I work for MCI.
You work for MCI. I hope not in Arlington. Aren't they closing? Aren't they closing up out in Arlington?
Yeah, we're moving somewhere.
Do you know where you're moving?
Not exactly.
Well, it doesn't matter because you're the winner on Jeopardy.
Thanks. Thanks, Don Pardo O'Meara. We're going to play Jeopardy. Here are the five categories, three questions in each category. The categories are former WAVA DJs, local TV news people, dead celebrities,
all right,
Washington area trivia, and all about Don and Mike. And we do have a final Jeopardy question also, and we're ready to start. And Ken, you're the returning champion.
Kevin.
You,
oh,
Kevin, I'm sorry.
Let's play Jeopardy!
Thanks once again, Mike. Kevin, we'll start with you. Go ahead.
I'll take dead celebrities for 30.
For 30. Ooh, you are a gambler. For 30, she's living with Elvis Presley in heaven.
Who is Lucille Ball?
Yes!
Yeah, way to go, Kevin James!
$30!
Put it all over.
For our returning champion, to select again, Kevin.
Dead celebrities for 20.
For 20. He is a former WJM-TV newsman.
Who is Ted Baxter?
No,
I'm sorry, our judges cannot accept that, Don.
Debbie.
Yeah?
Debbie, he is a former WJM-TV newsman.
Who is... Ted Knight.
Ted Knight.
Way to go, Debbie, for $20.
Oh, and the excitement is mounting. Debbie, you have control.
Okay, all about Don and Mike for 30.
For 30, the name of the Washington Post reporter that Don and Mike feuded with a few years ago.
Who is Jeffrey York?
Who is Jeffrey York?
Way to pull it out, Debbie.
Not the first time you said that. Debbie, you have control. Pick again.
Okay, Don and Mike for 20.
Don and Mike for 20. He is Don and Mike's all-time favorite guest.
Oh, who is Jay Leno?
Who is Jay Leno?
I'm sorry, Debbie.
Kevin, a chance for you to steal.
Who is Bobcat Goldthwait?
Who is Bobcat Goldthwait?
Well, no. Good job,
no.
Kevin.
No.
Huh?
I had Marvin Hamlisch.
Oh, Marvin Hamlisch. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I like Goldthwait.
I like Marvin Hamlisch.
Okay, sorry about that.
I'm Alex Trebek. The answer is Marvin Hamlisch.
Okay.
Debbie, you still have control. Pick again.
Okay, Don and Mike for 10, I guess.
For 10, the local TV channel that foolishly canceled our ill-fated primetime TV show.
Okay, what is Channel 9?
What is Channel 9?
Way to go, Debbie.
What's the score, Don Pardo O'Meara?
We have Debbie with a total of $60, Kevin James with $30 on Jeopardy.
2 minutes left in the round. Debbie, select again.
What was the first category?
Former WAVA DJs.
Okay, we'll try that for 10.
For 10, she was bitten in the face by a dog at a WAVA picnic.
Who is TJ Wright?
Yeah.
Way to go, Debbie.
Select again, Debbie.
The same category for 20.
He is a California boy with the IQ of his surfboard.
Who is Captain Fogel?
Who's Captain Fogel?
Good job, Debbie. Fine job.
Continue, Debbie.
The same category for 30.
For 30, he has some rather disgusting eating habits.
Uh-oh. Ew.
Could be one of many. Hurry.
Who is Lou Katz?
Oh. No, I'm sorry.
So sorry.
Lou is neat and tidy. This guy's exactly the opposite. Kevin.
Who is...
Sorry, kids. James Elliott. Jim Elliott. Sorry, Debbie, you have control. Less than a minute left in the round.
Okay, what are the remaining categories?
Local TV news people. Dead celebrities. Washington trivia.
Okay, Washington trivia for 10.
For 10, the county that the Lake Forest Mall is located in. What county?
What is Montgomery County?
Montgomery County.
Way to go, Debbie on Jeopardy.
Select again, Debbie.
Same category for 20.
The county that Bowie is located in.
What is PG County?
Yeah.
Oh, good job, Debbie.
Debbie, select again. Time now running out.
Same category for 30.
The name? Oh, I'm sorry. The name of the town that Wild World is located in.
What is Largo?
What is Largo?
Yeah,
oh, excellent. And we are out of time as we head into Final Jeopardy. Mike, what's the score?
We have Debbie with a commanding lead of $150 to Kevin's $30 on Jeopardy.
Well, who knows, Kevin? Maybe he'll still win. Here's the final category for Final Jeopardy, Redskins trivia. Debbie, how much would you like to wager?
I'll wager 50.
And Kevin, how about you?
30.
30. Kevin, a beaten man. and here is the answer. We'll give you 30 seconds to think about it. And Frank, I need some commercials in here, please. He wore number 32 for the Redskins in the 1970s. 30 seconds and go.
All contestants on the all-new Jeopardy! Stay at the fabulous Sleepy Travel Lodge. The fabulous Sleepy Travel Lodge, now with Victor Kiam nose and ear trimmers. The Sleepy Motor Lodge, one of America's best. All runners-up on the show Jeopardy! Will receive a prize, something that's not nearly as good as the cash our grand prize winner will receive.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
Thank you, Victor.
And back to Jeopardy. Hello, are you kids ready?
Yeah.
Okay, and we will start with... I think we'll start with Debbie.
Well, the way you're supposed to do it is with Kevin James.
Oh, really?
Because he's the one with the less money.
Oh, I guess so. Have I lost my place in the show again? I guess I am not as good as Alex Trebek yet, in more ways than one. Kevin, what is the answer?
Kevin!
This is Debbie.
Oh, this is Debbie. I'm sorry. Well, Alex Trebek doesn't have to push all these damn buttons. Kevin!
Yeah.
Kevin, I'm sorry. What is the answer?
Who's Sam Huff?
No, I'm sorry, Kevin. In! Correct. And Debbie, line two. Debbie?
Yeah.
Thank God. Debbie, what is the answer? He wore number 32 for the Redskins.
Oh, golly, I'm not real sure, but I'll guess, who is Pat Fisher?
No, Jack Potty.
That knocks Debbie down to $100 and means she's our new Jeopardy champion, Don.
Yay! Stop pushing all these buttons now. Debbie, congratulations, you're the big wiener. $100, and you'll be able to play the game again tomorrow.
Great.
You must be thrilled. And Mike, what is Kevin's two-day total?
His two-day total is $60 on Jeopardy.
You must be thrilled.
Yeah.
And nobody walks away a loser, Kevin. You've also won a box of 24 tablets of Pepto-Bismol. Congratulations from Jeopardy.
Thanks.
All right, Kevin, thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow, Debbie.
Okay.
Hey, kids, who plays the hottest darn hits?
WABA.
Okay, thanks a lot for listening. You know what? I just think I need like a third arm.
Yes, but just remember one thing, Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Oh, that's right. Jeopardy is a Mark Goodson.
Bill Thomas.
Television.
Production.
And.
Hey, you don't live with your mother.
Thank
you.
729 at WAVA. You know, maybe I should hire one of those guys that I read about in the National Enquirer, guys who have like third arms grown out of their foreheads.
Yeah, and or their ears. Not to mention the unsightly ear hair. I'm sorry.
It always comes back to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, I guess.
And we're only 10 minutes late for the 20 after 7 announcement this morning.
The WAVA Free Money Birthday Contest is on the air. Listen carefully.
Partly due to pilot error, so I'm sorry we're arriving late this morning. It's your captain's fault.
Yeah, but it's a safe landing, Don.
Too many buttons to press. Okay, here we go for $500 in cash. The lines are being cleared right now. And here is the winning birthday. April 21st.
April 21st.
If you were born on the 21st of April, you are born to win. Be the first to call right now. Area code 202-432-9282. $500. The winning birthday, April 21st. from WAVA, April 21st. Call right now, and we'll be right back. The 7:30 news, for those of you who are waiting for it, unfortunately, tragically, like the rest of this show, delayed.
Well, who cares? You're the general manager.
We're fogged in. Yo, Willard. Speaking of hairy stomachs, Linda Ellerby.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
Hello, this is Jay Leno. You know, I'm not helping the elderly or handing out food parcels to the needy. I'll be in town doing a big comedy show. So why not come by and catch the show before this old war wound of mine starts to act up again? Here, I'll have one of my little underlings fill you in on the program.
Yeah, good read, Jay.
Way to go, Jay.
Speaking of nose hairs. 7:35.
The Waiver, Waiver, Free Money Birthday Contest.
Here we go. Now it's 7:36. Wasted a whole minute on Jay Leno and nose hair.
Well, it was worth it, Don.
Hello, WAVA, good morning.
I love it when that happens.
Hello, Waiver, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Juliana DeCenza.
Hi, this is Don Geronimo.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
13? Well, we're moving in the right direction, Don.
Okay. Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Juliana DeCenza.
And where are you from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
What do you do for a living?
Go to school.
Where do you go to school?
Carl Sandburg Intermediate.
And when's your birthday?
April 21st.
What was that?
April 21st.
Swear to God?
I swear to God.
When was it again?
April 21st.
You, another in an endless parade of 13-year-olds, have won $500 in cash!
I won $500!
Congratulations. What are you going to do with $500 in cash?
Go on a shopping spree.
Go on a shopping spree.
That would be a 13-year-old shopping spree, too.
Where will you go to spend your money?
Probably somewhere like Tyson's Corner or something.
At a mall.
All right.
Dig it. Well, tell all your little 13-year-old friends you want some money, okay?
Okay.
And what's your number one radio station?
WAVA.
And geez, we need more 13-year-olds, so would you please tell all of your friends to listen every day?
Okay.
And tell them all to call as often as they can, okay?
Okay.
Even if they just want to call for no reason, they should all just call just to say hi, okay?
Okay,
super. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
She on hold now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations. I tell you, that embryo call is just days away. Yeah. Any day now. Yeah. Embryo. Hi, what's your name? Embryo.
Good chance to remind all you kindergartners to be listening tomorrow morning at the same time.
Yeah, we'll do Speak and Spell later this morning, 7:38. And before we go to David Haynes, let me leave you with one thought.
Yes.
And both you and I were talking about the Ayatollah.
Mm-hmm.
We often talk about the Ayatollah.
Yeah.
And we were mentioning that. Both of us noticed when they were having the big mourning, the big procession, all the people in Iran.
Yeah, smacking themselves in the head.
You see, it looked like a Three Stooges movie. All those people just banging themselves in the head.
We now take you to Tehran, where they're mourning. Why, I oughta. Hey, pick two. Boom, there we go. Hey, I'm in mourning.
It was ridiculous.
It was.
People hitting themselves in the head.
Yeah, I mean, what's that going
to
do?
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, though.
You want to know the latest on that?
Yeah, what?
Because of that crowd of those people over there in Iran.
It looked like a soccer game could have broken out there.
Yeah, the vehicle carrying the body of Khomeini could not get through the crowds in Tehran, so they've had to delay his burial.
Oh, man.
He stank when he was alive.
Does that mean that we're going to have another full day of head smacking?
I hope so. I hope so. I'm going to roll tape on it tonight.
Hey, Mo, look, I'm mourning.
Want to hear the rest of the story?
Sure, go ahead, Paul Harvey.
When the helicopter was lifting the body of Khomeini off the vehicle to move it, they dropped it. I am serious.
That's really too bad. Oh, man.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
As the Ayatollah's body was being moved from the vehicle to a helicopter, it fell to the ground when the mourners grabbed at the shroud. They believed the shroud was divinely blessed, and they tore it to pieces to cherish. Eventually, the body was put on a helicopter and flown. Well, anyway. That's it.
You over there.
Hey, come on. You come over here. Hey, why I ought to...
B-A-B.
The umbrella warnings... The umbrella warnings are out. For rain, off and on today. High going to be near 80. Good morning, Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen.
W-A-B-A.
And now to our youngsters, this is swinging the alphabet. It's singing the consonants against the vowels A, E, I, O, U.
Iran.
The consonant we start with is B.
All right, all you mourners.
B, A, B, B, E, B, B, I, Bicky, Bi, B, O, Bo, Bicky, Bi, Bo, B, U, Boo, Bicky, Bi, Bo, Boo. C, A, Say, C, E, C, C, I, Sicky, Sigh, C, O, So, Sicky, Sigh, So, Say, U, Sue, Sicky, Sigh, So, Sue. D A day, D E D, D I dicky I, D O do, dicky di do, D U do, dicky di do do. F A F A, F E F, F I ficky I, F O F O, ficky I.
I'm going to talk through this, particular consonant.
H A hey, H E he, H I hicky hi, H O ho, hicky hi ho, H U who, hicky hi ho who. K, K, E, K, K, I, Kiki, Kai, K, O, Ko, Kiki, Kai, Ko, K, U, Ku, Kiki, Kai, Ko, Ku. N, A, Nay, N, E, Nee, N, I, Nicky, Nye, N, O, No, Nicky, Nye, No, N, U, Nu, Nicky, Nye, No, Nu.
Iran.
R, A, Ray, R, E, Ree, R, I, Ricky, Rye, R, O, Ro, Ricky, Rye, Ro, R, U, Ru, Ricky, Rye, Ro, Ru.
Bulgaria, a bimbo, a
bibo, a bibo, bibo,
bum. Bulgaria,
Bulgaria,
Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria,
Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria, Bulgaria,
My mother knows my name.
Oh, playing possum, eh?
Oh! Iran. White Bread Radio. Wonder Bread Radio. If this radio station were a bread,
yeah.
That's how I picture it. It's just, you know, wholesome, all-American.
Mass-produced.
Yeah, absolutely. loaded with a bunch of stuff that, you know, neither you nor I know about.
And we help to build strong bodies
12 different ways.
That's right.
And what are those 12 different ways? I would have a valuable prize for the first person who could call with the 12 ways that Wonder Bread helps you grow or whatever it says.
Yeah, now that's what it is, right? 12 ways?
12 different, helps you grow 12 different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one might say that an all-natural wheat type of bread might do that, but I don't know. I guess it's Wonder Bread.
Wonder advertise on the show. You know, they have a light kind of... good for you bread, some jazz like that, you know, brown bread.
Wonder wheat bread.
You know, actually, I should tell you the truth that my wife got me hooked on wheat bread. I don't know how long ago.
Oh, wheat bread's great.
5 or 6 years ago, but before that, I had strictly been, you know, Wonder Bread. Down the middle. And look at the shape I'm in today.
So, now, you were a Wonder Bread man. Did you also like the yellow mustard?
Yeah.
So did you change that when you?
Well,
got
now it? I've changed to French's Dijon mustard.
Dijon, is that very good. That's great. Wheat bread.
A Renaissance man from white bread and French's mustard to wheat bread and Dijon mustard.
Were you a Hellman's mayonnaise guy or were you a Miracle Whip guy?
Miracle Whip. Strictly Miracle Whip.
I was Hellman's all the way.
And you know, I can almost taste the difference, although I'm sure I really can't when I use the Miracle Whip light kind that my wife buys. I put twice as much on now. Because it just doesn't taste mayonnaise-y to me.
The Hellman's light is really good. I mean, but if you don't like Hellman's,
no, I don't like the wrapper. It's the yellow thing around the jar.
The blue, it's the blue ribbon.
Yeah, blue, but with yellow, the yellow middle, right? I don't like it. It just for some reason I don't like it. You know, there are some brands you like and some brands you don't like.
You will find, and this is with a lot of people, you will find that that's one product, a mayonnaise. Either you don't use it at all, or people have definite ideas on which one they prefer.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm calling about Wonder and the 12 ways, supposedly, that it's supposed to build your body.
Do you have them?
No.
Well, why did you call then?
Well, see, a while back, they had to take the commercial off the air because it was false advertising.
Oh, man, this is great. We're doing really wonderful. I tell you, if they were ever thinking about advertising on this show.
Oh, are you kidding me? We've given them thousands of dollars of valuable advertising. All right, well, thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Well, I guess that's why nobody's ever come up with the 12 different ways, because I guess there really aren't 12 different ways.
I like peanut butter and fluffer nutter sandwiches. That's what I like on my sandwiches. And I like Wonder Bread. I love it. I like Sunbeam Bread, too. That's a good one. I like that. New Star, too.
Charlie.
And you start. I love white bread. Like Charlie.
You like mayonnaise?
Only kind, yes.
You like mayonnaise? What kind of mayonnaise do you like, Charlie?
Kraft. People! I like Kraft mayonnaise. That's my favorite mayonnaise. And I like the yellow mustard, too.
Oh, the old kind, just the kind that comes right out of the jar there. Do you like the new squeeze thing, or do you like the thing that you have to open up and put the knife into?
I like the kind you put the knife in. I like Giant Brand. Giant Brand has a yellow mustard, too. You don't have to go, you know, I'm fond of when you're shopping like Giant and Safeway and stuff. You don't necessarily have to buy the brand names. You can buy the generic? Yeah.
Generic brand?
Yeah. Yeah, those are the kind that I like to get.
Yeah, they save money, don't they, Charlie?
Yeah, like I get generic cereal, and I get generic soda. It's got like soda on it, and that's what I drink. I drink Coca-Cola. I don't drink Coca-Cola. I drink cola, soda.
Just plain cola.
With the white label, it's great. But that's not why I'm here.
Why are you here, Charlie?
I came because I got a big problem. I got a really big problem.
All right, what's the problem? I'll help you. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is, Mr. Geronimo, that Bakavon, I gotta get married. We gotta get married. Well,
tell me something I don't know.
Well, we gotta get married soon because she's starting to get big.
She's starting to show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Bakhtavar's family told her, like, she's got to get married before the month of June is over.
Before the month of June is over, that only gives you, what,
pick
like
a date.
3 more weeks, Charlie.
Yeah. And we've got to pick a date. We've got to pick a date because before you know it, June is going to be over, and Bakhtavar and I won't be married, and we won't have a date, so we got to pick a date, and I don't know when to go.
You know, a lot of members of Bakhtavar's family, do they have ear and nose hair, Charlie?
Yeah. Oh, her grandfather, he hangs out of his ear.
You know, men over 30 have certain problems. Not anymore with the Remington Hygienic Clipper for safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
That's funny. I like that. I really do. But we got to get a date to
All
get
right.
married, and I need help because I don't know when to get married.
All right, what do you say we call Bakhtavar right now? Would
All
you
right.
mind?
Yeah, no problem.
Dial her up here.
Let's go, Bakhtavar, and find out when the date she wants is. She doesn't know either. We neither one of us know exactly when, but we do know it's got to be in the month of June or we're in big trouble.
Now, who told you this? Her father?
Yeah, Mr. Zavlaki's a very big man. Big, very hairy man, too.
You have a hairy back?
Yeah, oh, man. He looks like Sasquatch.
Hello.
Hi.
Charlie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm here with Mr. Geronimo in the studio.
Hello, Mr. Geronimo.
Hi, Bakhtavar. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And everything going okay with the baby?
Yes, I believe so.
You believe so? Bakhtavar, you sound a little bit down. Everything all right?
Everything's fine, sir. I just do not feel very well this morning, that's all.
Yeah, Bakhtavar gets sick in the morning sometimes.
Morning sickness?
Yeah, I don't know about that, though. All I know is I went to the baby store, bought the baby, and now Bakhtavar's got a baby.
So, Bakhtavar, your family kind of... Come on, Charlie. Get serious now. Your father is kind of upset because Charlie has not set a date for the wedding yet?
Well, yes, my father is a very old country type man. He believes that what is right, and I should be married now. I'm with child, Charlie. You love me, I love you.
He's a very old, hairy man.
your dad have hair coming out of his ears? Charlie said that your grandpa has hair coming out of his ears.
I'm just kidding, Bakhtavar. But listen, Bakhtavar.
Charlie, they're going to be your family one day. You should not be making fun like this.
I was telling Mr. Geronimo that, we got to pick a date, like in the month of June, to get married, and I don't know which date, and you don't either, and we're kind of confused about it, but we got to get married.
Well, we do, Charlie.
How about the last day of the month, Charlie?
The last day of the month? When's that?
June 31st, or 31 days in June?
No, June the 30th. It's a Saturday.
All right, June 30th, Saturday.
It's
she's
a
got,
Friday.
She's
it's
got,
a Friday.
She's got the calendar right in front of her.
I want to get married on a weekday so we can get married on the show. I want to get married on the show.
Charlie.
I don't want to get married on a Saturday.
Right,
I want to get
Charlie,
married
it's a Friday,
on
Charlie.
What?
It's a Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday?
Yes, it's during the week, Charlie.
All right.
Okay, good. Well, then we've got a date, and Bakhtavar, the date is?
June 30th.
June 30th.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna ring.
Charlie, just wait till we take you for your bachelor party. You know what a bachelor party is, Charlie?
No, what's that?
You ever see that movie with Tom Hanks?
Yeah. Oh, oh, goody gumdrops. Can we have my bachelor party at Chuck E. Cheese?
No, actually, I was thinking, you know that place that Uncle Mike and I like to go to so much? Good Guys, Archibald's.
Oh, those are naughty places, but I'll go if you insist.
Yeah. We'll have your bachelor party then.
June 30th, Bakavan, me are getting married right here on the show. You be there, aloha.
Okay, Baklava, there you go. I guess your family will be very, very happy
today. Thank you, Mr. Geronimo. Charlie?
Yeah, Baklava.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Bye, Baklava.
Well, congratulations, Charlie.
Thank you, Mr. Geronimo. June 30th, be there or be square.
He's a happy guy. Oh. Happy-go-lucky guy.
Always nice to see him.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's getting into, my friends. It's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock.
That's kind of in the past.
Listen, we're going to call Virginia Baker here in just a moment because David Haynes is going to meet Governor Schaefer today.
William Donald Schaefer and David Haynes, it's a great big summit meeting they're going to have.
It's a meeting of the minds. They're going to discuss war wounds and whatever else comes up. So we'll call Virginia Baker. We'll find out what David Haynes should say in just a moment. Charlie time. I love that, Charlie. 802.
A little noise. That's going to be a fun weekend.
WAVA sound effects department working overtime, aren't they? Just humping to please. David Haynes, for some reason, is going to Annapolis today because I know the reason he's going. He's going to get an award that WAVA radio is getting from the state of Maryland.
That's right.
One of our many, many community awards.
Yes, we are your community service station.
Now, this is, and incidentally, your self-serve.
Yes.
Community service station.
We serve the community and we serve ourselves admirably.
Yeah, we take care of ourselves. So anyway, we're getting an award for our participation in the Reach the Beach program, which is the deal up on Route 50 to make it faster to get to Ocean City.
Now, is David going to get an exclusive meeting with the governor, or is he going to be up there with a bunch of, 500 other people?
As far as I know, they're going to ask David Haynes to come up to the podium, shake hands with the governor, get his picture taken, and say something like, thank you very much.
No chance for lunch, I guess, then.
Well, I don't know, but a good chance for David Haynes to just take the stage over and start giving some of his right-wing views to an eager audience.
Yeah, William Donald Schaefer, a known Democrat. You know, David, maybe can get into a little debate with him.
Maybe a heated debate. Maybe it could end in a fist fight. Now, wouldn't that be a thought? Governor Schaefer actually fighting David Haynes. Well, nonetheless, we don't know what David should say to the governor, but we do know that Virginia Baker is a very good friend of the governor. Let's call our Balmer gal, Virginia Baker.
And as you know, if you've listened to this program before, Governor Schaefer calls Virginia Baker his little pudgy face. Little pudgy face. So maybe Virginia will be able to give David some advice on how to butter the governor up.
So to speak. And maybe the governor can give David some kind of cute name, like String Bean or something like that.
Hey, Beanpole.
There we go. There's my Balmer music.
All right.
Department of Recreation Parks, Office of Adventures and Fun. May I help you?
Yeah, Virginia Baker, please. She's out of town until Thursday.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is Don and Mike from WAVA Radio in Washington.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good morning. You don't mind being on the radio with us, do you?
No.
Yeah, well, listen, Virginia always gives us tips on Balmer.
Yeah.
And our newsman, David Haynes, is going to Annapolis today to get an award from Governor Schaefer.
Uh-huh.
And we know that Virginia is very close to Governor Schaefer.
That's correct.
He gave her the name Pudgy Face, right?
Right.
So we were wondering what David Haynes, our news guy, should say. You know, he's a real right-wing kind of guy. What he should say to Governor Schaefer?
What he should say to him?
Yeah, I mean, how should he greet him? What should they chat about?
An opening line, like something he could say, a little anecdote, something he could share with the governor that the governor's familiar with. You know, something that he likes or, you know, how's this doing or what?
Hobbies.
You're really going to make me say this, right?
Yeah, what I mean, what should his opening line be?
Well, what's the guy in the morning and the afternoon?
Dave, are you going to be there in the afternoon?
He's going to be there at 11 o'clock this morning, right?
Well, good morning, Governor Schaefer.
Okay, how about beyond good morning, Governor Schaefer?
That's up to him.
Have you ever met the governor, ma'am?
Yes, I have.
Does he have a nickname for you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is there anything that David could say, any line, an opening line besides good morning, Governor Schaefer, that you could help David with?
I can't really think of anything offhand now.